Podcast. This is the theme for the engine podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking. We like to play a game every once in a while where you give us a call, 615-553-0933, the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. Or you can leave us a message on our app, the Totally Hits Nashville app. And you tell us something stupid or embarrassing that you did. And we have to guess, were you a drunk adult or a little kid when you did it?
Okay. So I believe the first one is Whitney from Goodlettsville. Tell us what you did.
I laid in dog poop while I was naked.
Laid in dog poop. While you were naked.
In your birthday suit. Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm leaning towards a baby.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like a baby that, you know, somehow got out of her diaper.
Yeah, I was just running around the yard. I have no idea what the real answer is. I have no clue. So that's where I'm going with this. Woody, what do you think?
I'm gonna guess drunk adult, probably passed out in the yard.
Wow.
Maybe got out of the hot tub.
That's quite a party. It's quite a party.
And found themselves laying in dog poop.
All right.
All right, which is it?
I was a drunk adult. Oh. I passed out naked on my living room floor.
Oh.
My puppy snuggled up to me while I was sleeping, but took a dump during the night. I woke up immediately covered in my dog's poop. I was too tired to get up and wipe it off, so I just rolled back over and went back to sleep.
Oh my God.
I'll just roll over to find a clean spot on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's worse than I thought. I thought maybe it was outside or whatever. I know.
Oh my gosh.
But the puppy pooped next to you.
I'll clean myself up later. Why interrupt a good sleep?
If you have a story like that, we would love to hear from you. 615-553-0933.
That's fantastic.
We'll be doing that throughout the morning this morning.
It's so hard to tell sometimes.
We got another one?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we have Glenn. I think he's in North Nashville.
Okay, Glenn.
I threw a knife at my brother when he didn't change the channel back to what I was watching on television.
Okay. All right. I know for a fact so many kids growing up that did something like that. I know somebody who stabbed somebody over a frozen waffle. Their sister. Stabbed their sister. I mean, like, not in a horrible, bad way. Just like, you know, hit her with the knife in a hand. So it wasn't as bad as it sounds. Mm. So I'm definitely, again, I'm going childhood. I'm going, this happened as a little kid.
Okay. I'm going to guess, I'm going to say drunk adult. Maybe he was watching Forged in Fire, the knife making show.
Okay.
And his brother tried to change it to something else. And he threw, like, you know, his practice knife at him.
I think, look,
when he was drunk.
We're consistent in our answers here. Glenn, which one is it?
All right.
Oh, my God. I was a little kid. My brother always picked on me. One day, he changed the channel as soon as I started watching my favorite cartoon. And I just snapped. I was sick of his bullying. So I went to the kitchen and I threw a butter knife at him. It didn't connect, but. But he did start to respect me after that.
That's how you gain respect.
It happens. I think I know somebody that threw a lawn dart at their brother.
Oh, remember those?
Yeah.
Before they realized, no, this is killing people, so let's not sell these anymore.
They were like metal javelins with fins on them.
They were weighted on the bottom and super sharp that you would throw into like a circle in the yard.
I believe Ukrainians are using them to get the Russians out. Like, they're that dangerous.
93.3 FM. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show from our Eurostone studios.
My daughter is getting married.
Woo!
Very excited. A lot of busy frenziness going around and a lot of texts flying around back and forth.
Right.
And I've got to share this one that is, I just think, absolutely hilarious. So she texted me last night and she said...
This is your daughter.
My daughter.
Okay.
She says, do we need to practice dancing? because she and I are going to
You have the father-daughter dance. Yeah. Yeah, traditionally.
Yeah, she says, IDK, how to do that? I don't know how to do that. And I was like, no, I can lead you. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Right? That's nothing to know.
It's pretty much you just pick a song, you sway back and forth for a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's really, there's no big deal.
It's not like you're going to be doing the river dance.
Yeah. Choreographed.
It's the father-daughter clog dancing.
New York City Rockettes.
There'll be some high kicks.
So after I told her, I said, oh, no, there's nothing to know. It's fine.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, really? Because Nathan and I are struggling, all caps.
Oh, because they'll have their first dance.
Yeah. She says,
as a married couple,
we don't know how to dance. I'm like,
dancing is whatever you make it.
I mean, like, and again, like you said, it's not some choreographed crazy thing. You know, you hold each other and you kind of sway around a little bit.
It's a nice romantic moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so I said, okay, give me 2 minutes sometime between now and the wedding.
Yeah.
And I'll show you guys how to dance. It's like nobody's expecting much of you. But I mean, this is like so little experience in that department.
Right.
They've
right.
never danced. And now that I think about it, they've been to weddings before and they've never gone out on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I think it's mostly my daughter. She's like, she just right. like, she's so shy. She right. doesn't want to be out in front of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me, Jim, has to give dance lessons. Are those words you ever thought you'd hear?
I didn't think I'd ever hear that, you know?
Me,
like, Jim will do that kind of vague rowing a boat kind of motion while on the dance floor.
Yeah. Coordination and me and rhythm are not things you usually associate together.
Well, my girlfriend Melissa and I will be there to cheer you on.
Okay, thank you.
As you dance.
Thank
as you,
you
are
the Lord of the Dance.
The Lord of the Dance. Jim Chandler, Lord of the Dance. Talking about divorced men, of which I am one.
Yeah. And intern Maddie, you found this article in Vox, which is talking about the divorced man aesthetic. Mostly a lot about clothes, but other stuff that comprises the new divorced man look.
Mm.
And I'm gonna tell you what some of these things are, but first, I'm reminded of that scene from Crazy Stupid Love where Steve Carell is newly divorced,
right?
And Ryan Gosling takes him out clothing shopping.
I think I'm set for jeans.
No, you're not set for jeans, Cal.
These are fine.
They're not fine. You have a mom butt. Is that what you want?
Why don't we just go to the Gap?
Be better than the Gap. Be better than the Gap.
Be better than the Gap.
So some of the things that this article describes as the divorced man aesthetic, and they use, excuse me, allergies, terrible. They talk about standing around drinking caffeine-free Diet Coke, having a lot of cigars, and also, let's see, wearing lots of leather, a lot of black, snug fit clothes. Maybe an expensive watch, cigars, fancy lighter, and trimmings like guns and cryptocurrency.
Well, I wear a lot of tight clothes, but not by design.
They weren't tight when you bought them.
They weren't always tight.
It's definitely not a Target look. It's Maddie, would you say it's like a hyper masculinity, like super masculine?
In my opinion, yeah.
Okay.
Like from a girl's perspective,
where they're trying to be dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, dangerous.
I see a lot of like leather jackets and, you know, like hair dyeing or sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, like changing. All right.
Things to look younger,
yeah,
which I think is probably not unique to men. It's probably unique to all divorced people,
right?
But do you think you could, like, if you were just kind of like people watching somewhere, you could tell like some divorced guys just from them walking by?
I feel like I can spot like single men more than like a divorced guy,
okay.
Because I feel like you're the age might change how you present yourself when you're single. Right. So maybe that's like,
that's true.
An older divorced man can still be seen as a single older man. Just dyeing their hair or wearing leather.
A divorced guy probably buys clothes that his ex-wife wouldn't let him buy.
Right. That's true.
Right? I think, like, if it's a divorced guy, and these are, like, totally unsubstantiated by anything.
Right.
But just except, I don't know, me looking around at people while I'm at the mall. It seems like single guys early on are just kind of clueless and not, like, put together and don't understand, like, you know, the place they're in and the way they're supposed to dress and
right.
stuff like that. Whereas a divorced guy may have had some coaching over the years from his spouse. And so he may be a little more put together, and he's probably at an age where he can afford to buy more expensive things, even if they're tacky.
That's true. I think a divorced guy probably wants to buy clothes because when your ex-wife would dress you, they would dress you like their father.
That happens a lot.
I don't like wearing tracksuits, but why do you give me one every Christmas?
That is a thing that you dealt with,
yeah.
Woody, with your ex-wife.
Yeah, where it's like, I bought this for my dad. I bought you one, too. No, I don't want that.
She got the volume discount. She's just going to dress all the men in her life.
I don't want to look like DJ Khaled.
Mall walking.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Every day is Throwback Thursday when you're with Woody and Jim and Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Moments ago, we were talking about the divorced guy aesthetic.
Yes, he looks a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a voice message that came to us from the 93.3 Totally Hits app where you can leave us a text or a message or even send us pictures.
Yeah.
I always feel weird about send us pictures.
Yeah.
But anyway, this person wants to weigh in on the divorced dad aesthetic and what we were just talking about.
Okay, about the divorced dad or divorced guy look as opposed to the single guy. Okay, the single guy is clueless about how he looks, but the divorced guy thinks he looks good, but doesn't realize he looks like a moody bee. Delta Bravo.
Delta Bravo. Thanks for cleaning that up.
Yeah.
And thanks for your service if you're from the military. He looks like a DB. Mm. Okay. Well, that's some strong feelings there.
Okay. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Our goal every morning is to lift your spirits and change your mood.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning double walk around the neighborhood.
I love this story.
Yeah. The rest of the nation is finally catching on to this cool story that maybe some of you have heard about. This girl in Hendersonville, she's 4 years old, and her name is Henley, and she has now for several weeks been collecting stuffed animals for the kids who lost everything in East Tennessee and in North Carolina. Here she is talking.
There's a lot of stuffy revenue for the kids.
Now, Henley
so
is
cute.
Just adorable. She is autistic. And she just was inspired to help out the other kids. And News 4 WSMV talked to her dad.
That's what always calms her down. That's what keeps her going when she's having a challenging day. And she said that all of her friends out there had lost their stuffies and she wanted to help get them some more.
They lost their stuffies.
So pure.
That is so cute.
And so beautiful.
That is nice.
Love it. She's an inspiration. And she says, I guess her parents said, if you want to now, because she's hit like over 1,000 stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And they throw them in trucks that are constantly going out, bringing out aid. But right now, if you'd like to give monetary donations, that's the best way. Send them to Lily's Toy Box, which is a nonprofit that provides toys, books, stuffed animals, and all the other stuff for children in need in disasters.
Yeah, a little bit of happiness for a child who's lost all their toys and all their stuffed animals.
Love that.
That is so cool.
Mood elevated.
Three things you want to know this morning. This story kind of made me a little sad. There's a college in Maryland, Washington College. They've had to change their logo because it used to be George Washington's actual signature.
Oh, okay.
But they think kids aren't learning cursive anymore, so they had to change it to regular block letters because they thought potential students wouldn't be able to read the name of the college because it was done in cursive.
That's kind of a fact of these days. Cursive isn't a thing.
So, sorry. Didn't learn it, so we got to change the sign.
It's weird. A thing that, like, you know, many of us, you know, here in the studio and in the listening audience learned and can do still is going to become something like cave writing on the wall. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hieroglyphics.
Neanderthal man was writing on the cave wall in cursive.
Ancient language. Wow.
That's something.
So imagine calling the pizza place and saying, like, hey, I'd like to order a large cheese pizza. How much is it? $15? Okay, how much is it if I want the special pizza? Oh, $200? Oh, give me that one. A pizzeria in Germany all of a sudden became like one of the best selling pizzas in town.
Yeah.
Because if you called and you ordered your pizza as item number 40, that was a secret code that you actually want a cocaine delivery. And they would just bring it with a pizza.
Oh, and they put like a little bag of cocaine in with the pizza?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So officials in Germany, they realized that what they were doing, and they went to raid the place. And this is kind of funny. The guy who owned the pizzeria, their manager, he had an apartment above the pizzeria. And as the police are zeroing in and entering the pizzeria, he decides he's going to get rid of the evidence. He's got a giant brick of cocaine worth about $300,000.
Wow.
And he decides to throw it out the window. And it landed in the hands of a police officer who was just standing there out front.
In case you didn't have any evidence, here you go.
So,
wow.
I guess they caught the guy. He ran, and he tried to leave the country, and they caught him.
If he ate his own cocaine pizza, he probably ran really fast.
Yeah, hard to catch, but they got him.
Go, go. If you're not aware of this, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line has a Taylor Swift-themed cruise going on right now, and a 66-year-old woman either fell or jumped overboard on Tuesday night. I guess it was in the Bahamas. And I guess the Coast Guard has been out there looking for her, and apparently they can't find her.
Oh,
so they may have to suspend their search. But
that's awful.
I guess a lot of people are saying that she fell, and other people are saying, no, she jumped. And either way, that's pretty sad.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I've seen way too many like crime shows, too, where it's all, maybe she was pushed. Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
A whole cruise ship full of Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
Wow. I can see it.
I might jump off too.
Stop.
I know. No, I love Taylor Swift.
Inappropriate.
We all love Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. Yeah. You call us and you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did. And we have to guess if you did it when you were a little kid or if you were a drunk adult.
It's very hard to tell sometimes. You can play along in your car or in your earbuds, wherever you happen to may be. And this time we actually happen to have somebody close to you, Woody, who has a story to tell. And you've not heard this story before.
My girlfriend Melissa is on the line. I've not heard this story, so I'll get to guess along with everybody else.
Okay.
So what happened?
In the middle of the night, I went in the bathroom and exorcist vomited, walked in the door, exorcist vomited, sprayed it all around, turned around and walked out like I didn't do it. Not my problem.
Okay. So there was projectile vomiting like the movie The Exorcist.
Mm.
We
got to figure out whether you did that as a child or as a drunk adult. Wow. Yeah, those are the two most likely times people vomit.
Right. Either as a young child or as a drunk adult.
This is at home and pretend like it didn't happen. Whew. I'm going to break with what I usually say,
yeah,
which is that it's kid, and I'm just going to guess a drunk adult. Let's go to intern Maddie. What do you think? Did this happen to her as a little kid or as a drunk adult?
I didn't say it
was at home.
Oh, okay. All right. She didn't say at home.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Maddie?
I could have been.
I think drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Drunk adult, too. Okay.
Okay. Well, just to be different, and I know you're not a big drinker, let's say you were a little kid.
Well, as many times as I did projectile vomit and left it for my mom when I was little, this was not one of those times. I was a drunk adult. It was the first time I'd ever been drinking and had a bazillion drinks bought for me. Me and my sister went out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember. I literally made it in the bathroom door and sprayed on the walls. On the floor.
Oh, my God.
Turned around and walked out like it wasn't my problem and continued to drink.
You rallied and went back for more.
Yeah, see, that's a
Let
problem.
Let me get rid of this and then I'll fill it back up again.
It was like a crime scene. I just opened my mouth and it was literally like a movie. It just came out. There's nothing I could do.
Wow. Well,
I didn't even get to a stall. It was bad.
The body said, it's time for all this stuff inside you to go.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and then you need to rush out and claim it never happened.
I just pretended it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who
it was.
Went
all shaggy.
But it was probably the first time drinker? No. That's great.
Awesome. All right. Well, you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood shipping and packing store. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Ashley in Murfreesboro. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Brian in Mount Juliet. Hello there, Brian.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Let's do a Get Acquainted question, starting with you, Ashley, in the borough. What's your go-to pizza place?
We really like Papa John's.
Papa John's,
better ingredients, better pizza.
Oh, wow. You know their tagline and everything.
Shameless plug, Bell, Woody, because that was well done.
That was good.
Yeah, it's like your work there. Brian, what's your go-to pizza?
No free ads, but Donato's.
Donato's.
All right.
Good pizza. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use in case you need it. If you don't know the answer and you don't think your opponent knows either, you can say, use the screw, and we'll give your question to your opponent.
Here we go. Start with a multiple choice for you, Ashley. The Nashville Predators had their first win of the season the other night versus the Bruins. Are the Bruins a hockey team from Baltimore, Birmingham, or Boston?
Baltimore.
No, they're from Boston.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, let's see if you could be the first on the board. Is the reality show Married at First Sight seen on Bravo, Lifetime, or TLC?
It sounds like a Bravo show.
It does, but it's Lifetime.
But it is Lifetime.
Sorry. Okay, no points to see.
They're related.
They kind of are. They kind of are.
You should be kind of proud that you've never seen that show. Ashley, Freddy Krueger is the evil killer in which horror movie franchise?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
You got one.
Our first right answer of the morning. Back to Brian. Brian, what do you buy at Zappos.com?
Is it shoes?
It is shoes.
It is shoes.
We're tied up one apiece.
All right. Last set of questions.
Here we go, Ashley. Yingling. Yingling is a brand of what?
Beer.
Of course.
Hey, there you go.
She says. Huh? Okay, Brian, you get this one right. You can tie it up. Fancy Feast is a brand of what?
Cat food.
Cat
yes,
food.
It is. Just making it before the buzzer.
Gourmet cat food.
He ties it up. That's right. It's served in a goblet.
Yes, it is. All right. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune, the lyrics edition.
All right. Up to five lines from a song. We'll go ladies first. Ashley, out of five lines, how many do you think you'll need to name the song that we're trying to get to here?
I'm going to say three.
Three.
All right. She goes relatively, that's not a lot. So no, let's see.
So, Brian, you want to do it in less than three lines?
We'll let her have it.
Okay, all let right. her have it.
All right, here you go. Ashley, you can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
What's that song?
She's working it out.
We didn't start the fire.
No, that's not.
Oh, no. Oh, I see was, how you got there.
Yeah.
But it's close, but no, it was actually Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Which means Brian's our winner.
You get to passes. You and a guest to check out ABBA Mania.
Congratulations. Good job. Both of you guys hang on the line. We're going to get you something. Thanks for playing Gender Wars. all the way down to the wire. It was what a good sport you are, Ashley.
And we'll play again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning in our Eurostone studios. Fun little game we like to play every once in a while is you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did. And we have to guess, did you do it when you were a little kid or were you a drunk adult?
Yep. And it's a fun guessing game.
Yeah.
I think I'm 2 for 3 or 4, at least 50%, okay. If not higher today. I'm doing
right.
pretty good.
All right.
Let's see if
good
I can batting keep it going.
Average. All right. Okay. What'd you do?
I cried because they put raw onions on my Wendy's burger and I'm allergic to onions.
The allergic part makes it tough.
Yeah.
Cried because.
But crying about it? Crying over unwanted onions?
Oh, wow. And onions make you cry.
Yes.
So there's like, oh, there's this is one that's so hard. I'm going to say kid. I'm going to say, I've just been saying it all morning. I'm going to say she was a little kid. Intern Maddie, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Drunk adult or a kid?
Kid.
You go kid as well.
I'm going to go drunk adult because I think, I don't know. Does a kid know that they're allergic to onions that early?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Which was it?
I was a drunk adult. My boyfriend broke up with me and all I wanted to do was drown my sorrows in a delicious Wendy's cheeseburger. I am allergic to onions. So when I took a bite and tasted onions in my burger, I started to cry. All I wanted was a cheeseburger without onions, and it was just way too much for my heart to bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Bad breakup, and then the straw that breaks the camel's back is the onions.
Oh. Now, Jim, you say you have one.
Yeah.
That we can guess.
I was trying to go through my memories, and okay, so here's my thing. You have to guess.
All right.
I got so mad, I threw a ceramic bank that looked like the moon at the wall and blew it into like at least 50 pieces.
A ceramic moon bank.
Yep. I was so mad. I threw it at the wall and it blew open like the Death Star.
Mm.
Was I a drunk adult or a child?
You know, knowing you as I do, Jim, I know you don't get angry often.
No.
So maybe alcohol could have led to your anger.
All right. Is that where you're leaning?
I'm going drunk adult, sure.
All right. Intern Maddie?
I agree.
Drunk adult?
You are both 100% right! I was a drunk adult! It was a bank I had through my childhood.
Yes.
And would toss like change in there. And it was shaped like the moon. And... I think it was about college age, and I still had that bank, and we were going to order food, and somebody was going to make a run for it, like to go to Taco Bell or something, and I was like mad that I didn't have like any money, and then I saw my bank.
Oh, so you could open up the moon and get your money.
I was like, I'm so mad. And then I said, well, I'm going to use the money that's been in that bank since I was like 9. And I threw it at the wall because I was drunk.
And you immediately
and I wanted tacos.
Oh.
Good job, everybody.
But you got tacos at the end. So there, it ended up being a happy ending. All right, three things you want to know this morning.
This is something that I think we've thought about like, oh, this is the future, but no, it's now. And it's like a really sad story. So a teenager died by suicide after falling in love with an AI chatbot.
Oh.
And this is, the mom is suing its creators. So this poor 14-year-old boy, he believed he was in a relationship with this AI chatbot that looked like Daenerys, the Queen of Dragons
from Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah. And like after starting his addiction with this chatbot, everything about him changed. School was going horrible. He even went to a therapist who didn't know about his relationship with this chatbot that looked like, you know, a beautiful woman. And his therapist just said, like, you know, stay off of social media. And just things kept getting worse. And he had his phone taken away. And the last thing that was on his phone was a message with the chatbot in which he tells this Daenerys lookalike, I promise I'll come home to you. I love you so much.
Oh.
And she says, please come home to me as soon as possible, my love. And then he took his life. So,
oh, that's so sad.
It's just so awful. And it's just, I mean, like everything they're saying about, you know, the social media was bad enough. This is like way worse to a vulnerable, like, you know, non-matured, impressionable kid.
That's
that
so
they shouldn't
sad.
Be allowed anywhere near this stuff. So, yeah, it's rough.
I don't know how to follow that, but.
Okay. Clean break.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines at Sunday night's game against Pittsburgh appeared to pick his nose and eat it. If you look at the video, it looks pretty damning.
You showed me the video, and it looks real.
But he says no.
I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of. It's a tough look to try and defend because that video is a little incriminating. Yeah. But I can tell you that there needs to be a side view that shows that there wasn't a boog that actually went in the mouth. Yeah, it's a bad look.
It's a bad look. We can agree there.
Yeah, he's totally eating a booger.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. You know, I'm Frugal Jim, so I love this news. I'm a Amazon Prime-aholic, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And they've announced a new benefit for Prime members. You're going to start getting 10 cents off a gallon of gas.
Really?
At a bunch of gas stations. The only one I recognized around here in Middle Tennessee was BP. But
okay.
10 cents off a gallon.
You gotta love that.
If you're already doing it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm taking advantage of that.
No kidding.
Because those points at the grocery store, they don't add up as fast as you think they do, for me at least.
Yeah.
And then everything else is like 3 cents off if you join the club. 10 cents.
Okay.
That's a lot. Jump on that.
We're just a few precious hours away from it being Friday, so that's good.
I know.
What you doing the rest of the day?
Today's exciting because we have the wedding coming up this weekend.
Yes.
I have family coming in, so my wife's brother and like his wife and all their kids and grandkids are coming. And right now, my sister and her husband and one of her sons and my niece are all getting off the plane.
Oh, cool.
Probably listening to Vince Gill say, welcome to Nashville, y'all. so we're all getting together for a big pizza party tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
It's going to be fun. What do you got going on?
It's a couple of big birthday boys today. We got my grandson, Ollie. He turned 6 today.
I can't believe it.
And also my son, Alex. It's also his birthday. He's in California. He's going to be visiting out here in about a week. So
that's exciting.
We'll get to see him too. So I'll be dragging him onto the radio sometimes.
Oh, it'll be fun. It'll be good to see him. He's in the military, so we don't get to see him as often as we'd like. So
yeah, he's stationed in San Diego right now. But yeah, he and his girlfriend come out here. They're about to get engaged, I think.
Don't tell anybody. But happy birthday vibes going out to Alex far away and to Ollie, who's right here in Murfreesboro.
There you go. Have a great day. We'll see you.